This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There's more testimony from Jeff Lacoste, the ex-boyfriend of Wendy Adelson. Just when you thought you heard it all, we're going to go through that today. And we're also going to dissect some of those divorce filings that went on between Wendy and Dan Markell while he was alive. Some of these things filed, never actually litigated. So we're going to dive into some of those filings to get a better idea on who Wendy was to Dan. These are allegations. These are allegations that Dan made in the divorce filing. Now, keep in mind, it is just that. If you've ever been through a divorce, if you've ever known someone who's been through a divorce, when it got nasty, if it got nasty, you know that those two documents, those two filings that go back and forth, sometimes multiple times, where it's a reply to this and a reply to that, it can get pretty nasty. And the reflection of the person that's being portrayed in those documents sometimes doesn't necessarily reflect who we think they are or who they portray themselves to be in real life. But we all know, if you've been in a relationship, that person behind those closed doors in that capacity is sometimes very different than that person that the public perceives. We're going to hear how Dan Markell viewed Wendy in his own terms, in his own words, in those filings. And that's going to come up in the second hour. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, going to join us to help us break all of that down and kind of dissect the world and the mindset that Danny Markell was in right at the time up into his death, when the Adelson family decided, we don't like this thorn in our side. So we're going to get into that in just a little bit. So there's a lot to break down here. I don't know why this case has been so fascinating. I guess because it keeps going on and on and on. What are you guys thinking as we dig deeper into the world of Wendy Adelson? Obviously, she maintains her innocence. She's never been charged with anything as of right now. So anything we're talking about is alleged. And just kind of putting dots together, connecting the dots here on the other side.
Well, anytime you are going through a divorce, which I personally am, I haven't really said it. I've skirted around it, but I am going through a divorce.
I had no idea.
No, shut up.
God, Todd, did you know? Did you know? After all of the things she was saying that were like walking up to the line and not, I had no idea. But you're going through a divorce. When were you going to share this?
Shut up.
When were you going to share this with
us? Shut up.
Holy shit. I had no idea.
But what I was about to say before I was rudely interrupted, boy, you two are squirrely today.
Sorry.
Some shit went down before we went live.
Sorry. No.
It was fun. I love these guys. But you look at life through your own lens.
Yeah.
And the way I've been viewing this is, it's teaching me a lesson that this divorce could get really ugly because of some things that happened. And I've been watching the Adelson case. There's no murder going on in my situation, but there's a lot of angry feelings here. And,
sure.
And a lot of it is on my fucking part, let me tell you. But it's made me very hesitant to be as reactive as I want to be, because things can escalate. And for me, this has been a life lesson. I'm very grateful to this entire case and us covering it. And I'm really sorry for what this family's gone through. But I would think if you're going through a divorce, use this as a cautionary tale that, you know, maybe you need to reel in your emotions and and take a deep breath. And before you call your attorney and launch into a $375 email,
take a breath.
Sit back and say, is this really necessary? Do I really need to do it this way?
I think the world would be a better place if everyone did that for everything.
I've been doing a lot of that in the last couple of months. And
because reactive solves nothing.
And in a situation like this, it costs money. I am in right now, probably $4,000. We haven't even done anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not cheap.
You haven't done shit.
No, and that's half of divorce. It's people reacting to shit they don't really even need to react to, or just let it play out in a way that it will play out. It's everybody getting feeling more validated because they're basically saying things out to the ether, to the world, and not really understanding that it doesn't mean shit.
Right.
Until it's in the correct place at the correct time and delivered in the correct way. Because the court's the one that's going to make the fucking decisions. There ain't no judge that's going to go, oh, did you hear that real bitchy voicemail she left her attorney that night? Oh, she was pissed. That guy must be a total dick. No, it's going to come through in very litigious language that is to spell out things, because that's the only way it will be accepted or observed.
Yep.
But we are so naturally reactive as human beings, and we just, it's the throw up of everything. And if we could all take a breath and not react to everything like it's life or death, because most things are not life or death,
right?
We'd be in a much better place. Relationships would be better. Everything would be better. Yes. That, I mean, if there's anything that you walk away from this with, Stacey, and continue to practice for the rest of your life, it's that.
Absolutely.
Be less reactive.
This has just been, and I've taken it upon myself to learn the lesson. Nobody is really, you know.
Sometimes you just need to live it, because if you are a naturally reactive person, I had been for a very long time in my life until I went through some of that shit. And it's like, oh, when those people had said, you know, calm down, take a breath. And you're like, if you only knew,
I can't.
Yeah, I can't. If you like, sometimes it's just one of those damn things. It's like children, because in a lot of ways we are still children in our minds with experiences that we've never had before. And it takes us getting too close to the fire sometimes to walk back and go, oh, yeah, they were right. I should have listened. Now I'm going to take that into practice going forward.
100%. And that's what I've learned from the Adelson family and watching this absolute shit show, is that, you know what? Divorce is ugly. Divorce is painful. But you can do it in a way that doesn't destroy your own self, and you don't have to destroy the other person. Just walk away.
Yeah, it does no good at the end of the day if you've destroyed yourself for your goal.
And if you're trying to destroy somebody else, you will be destroyed in that process.
Exactly. Look at Donna. Look at Charlie. Look at the situation Wendy's in. I mean, they had a goal. They were trying to their reaction was destroy Dan Markell. I mean, Donna even said it in so many words I don't have the exact quotes, but it was just like, here's what happens when you screw with the Adelsons. Yeah, that means a lot other than to yourselves. I'm glad you're telling yourselves that, and you can all, the Adelsons screwed. Like, yeah, you're all behind bars now. How'd that work out for you?
That doesn't mean that I don't want my soon to be ex to wake up one morning and have fire ants swarming his testicles.
But you can't be the one that goes online and searches for where do you buy the best fire ants and then find the Reddit threads that talk about how you get them into someone's home.
Let us do that for you.
Yes, exactly. Let us be the accessories to the crime.
My Charlie.
We'll be your Catherine McBonas. Yeah. And Siegfriedo's Garcias with fire ants.
I'm the new kid on the block with this whole thing. So I didn't come into this until Donna's trial.
Yeah.
So I was new to the whole story. And so I really only got that piece. So going back and watching some of the testimony from Charlie's trial and all that kind of stuff is very interesting. And also, it just, as all these trials went on, it just added up, and you kept looking further down the line, at least I did, to the Wendy's of the world and maybe the Harvey's of the world, and just going, what was your involvement in all this? Because it's got to be there somehow. And obviously we've seen some recollection of that and some of the testimony, but I really want to see where this goes. I'm not going to lie. I'd like to see her go to trial. I just would.
I think she should. I think there's enough evidence here. I don't know how deep it goes. I don't know how, like we've talked about a gazillion times, how involved was she? And I think there's a lot of valid arguments for both sides, but I think the fact of the matter is, based on the evidence that exists, there was some type of awareness that an event was going to take place the day Dan Markell was murdered involving Dan. Did she know the extent of it? It's a lot of evidence that points that she likely did. But again, never been charged,
right.
Maintains her innocence. There are ways, though, where you can look at this, and I don't think it's that crazy of mental gymnastics. It's just more seeing things from a perspective of someone who was essentially brought up in this sort of environment. And you can look at Wendy as a victim of narcissistic abuse in her own way, but then ended up being... if she is that, we can't diagnose her, but ended up repeating the pattern to a certain extent. There's evidence for that too. It's hard to know, but that's why we're here, just to discuss. Again, innocence till proven guilty. Again, just maintaining your innocence, not been charged with anything.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.